Wakey coasties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Wednesday, the 17th of November, and we've caught up with local Eddie Johnson, bloody legend he is, and former unofficial mayor of Avoca. Former mayor, now unofficial of Saratoga.
About Club Troppo?
Yeah, about Club Troppo, Rob.
That's seen a few.
Holy jeez, hasn't it? What?
Dark corners.
The memories. If those walls could have talked.
Oh, imagine. Fly on that wall.
Holy jeez.
And also, was it Craig?
Craig
from Adjustable Beds.
Central Coast Adjustable Beds.
And what a great bloke.
We built an ad for him. You wait to hear it. It's coming up on our podcast.
I think this might have been on A Current Affair. But Ali from Chester Hill, he was in his backyard during lockdown and he just got sick to death of looking at his neighbours who would just stare in at him. They'd stare. And he used to have these pine trees in his backyard that used to cover it, but they were dying off a bit. Yeah. So he went, stuff this. I'm going to be locked in my house every day. I'm not going to have them looking in at me. So he built a wall.
It was a bloody big wall, wasn't it?
It was massive. How tall do you think it was?
I don't know.
5.6 metres.
But is that, do you have to get
5.6 metres is massive.
Do you have to get approval for that or did he just build it?
He just built it. Stuck some posts in the ground and then put all this panelling up. And
are you able to do that?
He's done it in the corner of his yard so that it covers two fences. And so the neighbours from the townhouses behind, all they can see is this big, like a bunch of posts and big sheets of material.
You know what it looked like? It looked like an old drive-in screen.
It does. It looks like a movie screen.
That's what it looks like.
It's that massive. Anyway, he hasn't asked for permission. So what the neighbours did, they just went straight to council. Oh, I'm complaining. Mm. And so now he's submitted a DA late, and he's not sure whether they'll approve it. I mean, who's going to approve a 5.6 metre high fence? But it does block out the neighbours looking into his yard.
But neighbours, they do have issues. You do have
issues. Well, these neighbours just went straight to the council.
Yeah.
So I had some friends of mine, for want of protecting the innocent, I'll call them Kristen and Paulie.
Okay, Kristen and Paulie. Sound legitimate, they do.
Sounds like Kirsten and Patty. Sorry, that's an accident. Kristen and Paulie, they make a lot of noise.
Did they really?
Yeah, so these friends of mine, they'd be up and they'd have friends over. They got kids. They got a pool out the back.
Yeah.
And the kids would be in the pool. They'd be talking, having a few drinks with friends, and it gets to about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, and complaints start coming to them from the neighbours. And so, you know, can you keep it down? We're trying to do this, we're trying to do that. And they go, oh, come on, we're just having friends over. We're just being social. We're in lockdown.
Mm.
This is after lockdown because they had friends over.
And 9 o'clock at night isn't too late.
Yeah, so the neighbours, let's call the neighbours who are complaining, let's say Sue and Pete.
They're my neighbours down the bottom.
To protect the innocent.
Pete and Sue, incidental, that name.
That is accidental.
Absolutely.
So the neighbours have got together, instead of going to, say, the council and making a noise complaint or ringing the cops, they've got together and talked to each other and then delivered a letter to these people.
Oh, no.
And on a Saturday morning, they get this letter that says, we've organised a neighbours meeting on your driveway tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Oh,
we'd like
no.
you to be there to discuss the noise. So they've got three groups of neighbours from three different houses that are complaining about these people making too much noise.
Safety numbers.
Oh, I know. So Kristen, the lady, has come out at 10 o'clock going, oh, no, this is bad. And her husband wasn't there. He'd been out. So she's thought she has to face these neighbours on her own. She's like, oh, God. And then all of a sudden she refers to him as the principal. I'm so lucky, because we spoke about what happened. Mm. She said, I'm so lucky the principal turned up. He said, look, this is us. Mm. We're going to make noise till 11 o'clock at night. And whether you like it or not, this is who we are. We're not going to change. We understand that you're upset.
Good on him.
But I'm not telling my kids to shut up while they're in the pool just so that you can have your scones in quiet.
Yeah, scones and cups of tea.
Yeah. At 11 o'clock, if we're having a party or a friend's over at 11 o'clock, we'll move it inside.
Oh, 11 o'clock's too loud during the week. On the weekend's not too bad.
But who has a party during the week?
No one.
That's what they're saying, on a weekend. These people are complaining at 8:30
at night.
On
the weekend? No. So,
because they like music and they like friends.
They had
a neighbour's intervention on the street at 10 a.m. and it worked out okay because now they've decided that they're going to go in and they're going to party till 11 o'clock on a weekend.
And
if it's still going, then they'll move it inside.
Okay.
Is that fair enough?
Look, want to know, what is the best way to approach an issue with your neighbour?
Good morning, Kylie from Wyoming.
Good morning, Patty. Good morning, Rob.
Okay. What's the best way to approach an issue with a neighbour?
Invite them.
Hey.
If you're having a party, invite them. If they choose not to come, they don't have a right to complain.
Bloody good idea.
Sorry about that. Yep, you're invited. You couldn't come. Tough cookie.
That's it. Either that, and then tell them to bring favourites or Eaton's cupcakes.
Yeah.
Whatever treat they so choose.
Like cake.
Yeah, they are
saying,
local.
Cake fixes the world.
Okay, thank you,
Kylie. Good on you, Kylie.
Good on you.
See you, boys.
Thank you. We've got Michelle from Long Jetty. Michelle, what's the best way to approach an issue with your neighbour?
I would think go and speak to them first. Don't throw things at them.
Don't throw things.
Okay, all right. So no fighting. Oh, disappointing.
No fighting. No.
Okay.
No fighting, definitely. Civil conversation.
Yeah. Okay.
Or like if your dog just always goes over to their front lawn every day just to drop his business.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd want them to come and say, hey, your dog's doing it.
Absolutely.
Keep the cops out of it. All right.
Pete, what have you got?
We just wrote letters and put it in everybody's letterbox.
Okay, what was the issue? Was it pretty wild, the issue? Was it minor?
No, we just let everybody know that we were having a party that was going to be about 50 people, so we just put letters in their letterbox warning them that there was going to be a party.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I love that. That's great. And everyone knows it's coming, and if you want to just arrange something else for that night, so be it.
Yeah, so that way that we could just party and have no interruptions.
Yeah. Was it a notification/invite, or was it just a notification?
No, there was an invite if they wanted to turn up, but no one ended up turning up.
Yeah, Rob did that, and there was one person turned up. It was a big party, that one. But, mate, that is a good idea. That is a really good idea. And over this week, we've been looking at events on the Central Coast that have occurred in the 50 years, and it is so, so good to be speaking to. He is the former unofficial mayor of Avoca until there are cash issues.
Where else has he been unofficial mayor?
Well, he's unofficial mayor of Saratoga now.
Right.
It is Eddie Johnson. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, Eddie.
Good morning, Patty and Rob. How are you?
Not too bad, sir. Yourself?
Oh, excellent, mate. Excellent. And God's country out here at Saratoga, mate.
There it is. The real estate prices have just gone up even further.
Well done.
Now, Edward, you are like on the Central Coast, very well known. You were the Centrelink manager at Peninsula for many years, correct?
Correct, yeah.
You played with Townies.
Gosford Townies.
Did you coach there as well?
Yeah, coached there and played at Erina before that.
Paddy. Gosford Carry On Junior Rugby League Football Club. You, how many years were you associated with that club for?
Over 30 years. Still am a little bit. Still involved.
And then, of course, with Central Coast Junior Rugby League, you were coach and manager there and as well.
Yeah, that's right. And president for a period of time.
Yeah.
Jeez, you've really packed it in over your 40 years, haven't you?
I've done a bit in the community over these years.
Yeah, the only club he hasn't been associated with was Alcoholics Anonymous, but I think that's coming. But now you're a board member of Central Coast Leagues Club as well.
Yeah, I've been on the board for about the last 18 years. Yeah, we've got our annual general meeting actually tonight, so any members that like to come along at 7 o'clock, got to be in before 7 o'clock. We'd greatly appreciate it. Love to see you there.
Yeah,
I've always wondered about those board meetings. I imagine it like, you know, in the Flintstones, the Grand Pooh Bar, and they go in there.
No. A very inclusive meeting, though.
Right. Okay.
You don't wear the leopard skin hats with
big
the horns.
Leopard skin, yeah. And loincloths.
No, Rob started it, Edward. But, mate, because you played with Townies, and people don't know where Central Coast Stadium is now.
That was once Graham Park.
No, I'll correct you both. It is still Graham Park. The stadium, the buildings on it, they might call them the stadium, but the park itself is still Graham Park.
Graham
Park with a stadium on it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, that's exactly right. And have a look at the front, the big
sandstone. Sandstone monument.
Same grass.
And Ed, so all the local rugby league used to be played there at Graham Park.
Yeah. We used to the semi-finals, grand finals, and that, and Gosford Townies used to use that as their own home ground. Gosford Cricket Club used to play there, and prior to that, Gosford Hockey Club used to play on the number 2 oval years ago. Gosford Athletics Club started off there as well.
Wow, that's really huge, mate.
Yeah, real history, yeah.
And now board member of Central Coast Leagues Club, is there any, and like when you mention Central Coast Leagues Club, everyone always talks about Club Troppo. Is there any bloody chance of getting Club Troppo back?
I think, Paddy, we've got now this up top. We've got a very small sort of area that is where the young people go now. It's very popular Saturday night, Friday nights. And you've got to get there early, otherwise you can't get in. It's with all the rules and regulations, about 180, 200-odd people. But it really goes off, but the young people are flocking to it.
Yeah. And, mate, how long was Club Troppo on the Central Coast for, Ed?
I think it started in over 20 years. I think in the 80s, 86 or something like that, or 82, and went to 2006.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh, great event. You know, probably what the changes in laws and liquor laws and things like that, plus the outsiders that had travelled up from Sydney and turned left at the bridge instead of going out at the entrance, caused all the problems. Yeah.
Righto, fair enough. The heydays of nightclubs.
And I could imagine, that's what we're going to look at after 8 o'clock. Did you meet at a Central Coast nightclub? I could imagine.
Paddy, you better not tell them your stories about the night you met that beautiful blonde called Beatrice. That's for sure.
Hello. All right.
Robert, give it to him. Yeah.
All right, then we'll leave you there.
You and I can stay and chat after we get off air here.
And the motto was, if you couldn't get lucky at Club Troppo, you couldn't get lucky anywhere. Edward, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, no, and I was going to say, don't forget the Central Coast League Club meeting on tonight as well for members. Yeah, all right then, mate.
See you there tonight. Okay.
See you, Eddie. Eddie Johnson. Eddie. Jeez, he's done a few things, hasn't he?
All right.
Wow, yeah. It's interesting to know, isn't it?
Some people just don't stop.
Exactly.
Paddy and Rob Palmer's Build My Ag.
Yeah, we love doing this. If you're a Central Coast business and you want us to do an ad for you, free of charge.
Yeah, you just go online, triplem.com.au. Just let us know the company name, a couple of details, and we will have a crack at the rest.
Yeah, we've got Craig from Central Coast Adjustable Beds. Morning, Craig.
Good day, Craig.
Morning, fellas.
How are you, buddy? Not too bad. Yourself, good. Mate?
Feeling good, feeling good.
I hope you had a bloody good night's sleep from those beds you sell.
Every night, it'd be bad, wouldn't it, if I didn't?
Oh, no, can you imagine?
If you said you had a bad night's sleep.
Geez, I'm sore.
Yeah, no, mate. I sleep like a baby.
Excellent. Yeah, we all pee the bed every now and again, Craig.
Yeah, that's right. Hands on the mask and all that.
That's right. It's a bit awkward buying those nappies, isn't it, these days?
You hide them in the bottom of the bottle. So
of course you do.
Anyway, that's the ad.
These are for grandpa, you say.
My beds are for everyone, fellas.
Now, mate, where is Central Coast Adjustable Beds?
We're in Birkenvale, Clare Mace Crescent. We're like a little quiet industrial complex down the back, so people come in, we don't have the big retails, you know.
Yeah.
Laying on a bed in front of everybody in the big retail stores can be a bit off-putting. So, just a little store, does really well, though.
Oh, good stuff.
That's right. Do you have to wake people up at quitting time just to send them home? Sorry.
I actually had a bloke come in. I sold him, because we do pillow fittings, and I sold him a pillow. And he came in the next day with his pillow, told me to leave him alone for half an hour. He climbed onto the mattress that I tested him on.
Yeah.
He laid on it, fell asleep for half an hour, woke up and said, I'll take it.
that's how you want to do it. Try it before you buy.
And Craig, mate, when you say adjustable beds, so are they for anyone or what's the go?
Oh, look, we're NDIS and My Aged Care approved. But really, like, if you're a tradie and you wake up worse than you went to bed, we can fix it. Mm-hmm. Like, they're literally for anybody. I've got NRL players got them, Olympic swimmers. So they really are for everybody. But just the most comfortable bed you can have, really.
Right.
And when you say adjustable, they're like motorised in some way?
Yeah. Yeah, like Homer Simpson said, big goes up, big goes down.
You don't get friends with salad.
But you can get friends with adjustable beds.
You bet you can.
All right. Well, okay, it is time to have a listen to the ad that we did for Central Coast Adjustable Beds.
Please, I'm trying to sleep.
Are your neighbours' pillow fights causing you problems? At Central Coast Adjustable Beds, we turn this into this.
many miles away.
So good, it works for this. Central Coast adjustable beds will leave you so rested that you'll find plenty of time for some squeak-free pillow fights of your own. CentralCoastAdjustableBeds.com.au. Oh, just going to go to bed myself. Helping you populate the Central Coast.
Oh, no. There you go, Craigie.
That was awesome. Thank you.
No worries, mate. It's the least we can do, buddy.
Well, we can get to some funny positions on those beds, so yeah. Oh, right.
I can imagine quite a few.
So if you've woken up in a really bad way today, check your bed and then go and check Central Coast Adjustable Beds. Give Craig a call. Mate, you got a website people can go to?
Yeah, I got a website, centralcoastadjustablebeds.com.au. Or you can call us 1-800-80-6420.
Oh, mate, you've been absolute fun, Craig.
Nice one, helping populate the Central Coast.
Thanks, Craigie.
They're all my fault.
See you, buddy.
See you, guys.
Take
Thanks,
care, mate. Bye.
Hey, good laugh for everyone to do.
So if you need some cheering up.
If you need a little cheering up,
yeah.
Go to the COVID testing clinic. It's right. Not for yourself. Take your kids with you. Because we had young bloke Griff, he was feeling a bit crook last week. And fair enough, he was crook. Yeah. But we thought we'd better do the right thing. Take him down to get a COVID test just to make sure. Mm. And I sat there in the driver's seat. We both had our masks on. And we get into the COVID thing and the lady goes, is this for you? No, it's for him. And she goes around to the passenger window because you just drive so you don't have to get out of your car.
Yeah.
And he pulls his mask down. She goes, right, have you had one of these before? Yes. Okay. And so then he opens his mouth. Do your mouth first. And she's put the stick in his throat. And he's gagging. Yeah. The gag reflex went off almost instantly.
But they don't stick the
On the back of the throat.
They don't stick it down that far, though, with the swab, do they?
Well, far enough for a 16-year-old boy to think he's been ram-fed a piece of something. Anyway, so he's nearly thrown up on himself. He's dribbling. And then she goes, righto, that's enough. That's enough. Now we're going to go up your nose. Okay, you ready? Yeah. She goes up his nose and he's crying.
What a father you are. Father of the year.
She gets up one side and then comes out and he goes, I've got to sneeze. Stop. I've got to sneeze. I was laughing.
Oh, the poor fella.
Anyway, I'll tell you what, if you want to cheer up, just take your kids for a COVID test and watch them squirm.
All right, mate.
When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
Yeah, so Eddie told us all about sport, but he's also a board member of Central Coast Leagues Club.
That's right.
And we said, what about Club Troppo,
Club
mate?
Club Troppo, where he used to be loose as a wing nut.
It went for 20 years. Bring it back. Bring it back. Yeah. Oh, they can't, he said.
Well, he can't. He said it was shut down from outsiders.
Yeah.
Led to its demise.
That's right. The Sydney Siders, they didn't go over the bridge and head to the entrance. No, they turned left and went to the car park and ruined it for us.
And that was it?
That was it. But
Hughes got longer.
We want to know from you this morning, did you meet your partner at a Central Coast nightclub? It may have been Club Troppo. Or you may have a story from Club Troppo.
Well, the thing is, so many people meet online now.
Well, that's where it's done.
So, but I'm saying, a lot of people meet online. I'd like to hear about the people that meet.
Yeah, at the nightclubs.
At Central Coast nightclubs.
Where was it?
Be a nightclub? What about a pub?
Could have been the Central Coast pub. Could have been the Beachcomber. Because that used to be a nightclub there as well.
You used to have to go and pluck up the courage to say hello to someone.
At Tookley. Yeah.
Oh, I can't.
It could have been at Terrigal.
Sweating, shaking, trembling over your drink.
Florida Beach Bar. Could have been. Where did you meet? Did you meet your partner? Was it Central Coast nightclub?
Did they just look at me? Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah, they did.
Did they I'm just sure look again? Did. I think they looked
and
twice.
Then you'd send your mate over.
Do I wait for three looks?
Yeah, then you'd send your mate over and reconnaissance.
G'day. Then your mate.
See that bloke over there.
Then your mate would end up taking them home.
Okay, we've got Craig from Gorrican. G'day, Craig.
G'day, Craig.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, good, mate. Where did you, that's on the forum today.
Where did you bump into your significant other?
Yeah, what Central
Tookley
Coast?
Tookley RSL.
Tookley RSL. All right, tick there.
1997.
97.
Okay, 1997. What happened?
Oh, good times.
She was on the dance floor, I was on the bourbons.
Yep.
I pointed at her to come over and have a drink. She pointed at me to come and have a dance. And I said to her, my first words to my missus ever were, I'm a drinker, not a dancer.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. Oh, okay.
You know what? At least right.
First mistake.
At least you laid it out straight from the start.
Hey. Hold no secrets.
He's honest. He's honest.
No, that's right.
That's what she probably thought. And so that was in 1997. You met your girl, your lady, Tookley RSL. Did you marry?
Yes.
Oh, you did. When did you marry?
About 2 years later.
Okay, 1999. So
perfect. This is like the way it's textbook so far.
Tookley RSL. Okay.
The Rock Pool, it was called. Oh, the nightclub in there.
Was it the Rock Pool?
The Rock Pool.
Right. Were you there with mates or were you there by yourself?
I just moved up to the coast about 2 weeks earlier. I was there by myself.
Right, okay.
And you thought, I want to go out and meet some people, and there you go.
Well done, mate.
I was going to meet the bottom of an empty glass, and it worked.
We got Maddie from McMaster's. G'day, Maddie.
Hey, Matt.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Not too bad, buddy. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. Bit on theme today, Club Troppo.
Oh, mate, yes, it is. Now, what happened to you?
Yeah, so I met this girl. I saw her first. We used to commute a lot back in, this is 91, 92, I reckon. I used to see her on the train, never spoke to her. Anyway, Club Troppo one night, worked up the courage to go and talk to her. A friend of mine knew her, so I pointed her out, took me up to her. I walked up, I had a bourbon and Coke in one hand, a cigarette in the other, and I hate bourbon and I don't smoke, so I still don't know why. But I walked up. Slurred out a few words, and she didn't really say anything. She just kind of walked off, and I thought, oh, that didn't go well. Anyway, 2 days later on the train, I got to walk up and apologise for my poor behaviour, and we got together a couple of years after that. I was sort of best mates for a couple of years. Got married in 96. Yeah, bought a house in 96, got married in 98, and we've had 4 kids since then, still married.
Just
22 years, I think it was. No, 23 years this year. 22 years this year? Oh, God, this is the pressure. 98, 23. 23 years this year, still married. So, yeah, it was a Club Troppo meetup.
Oh, mate.
Oh, you masters.
Oh, mate.
And you almost blew it.
No, I'll tell you what. It didn't go well, but no, it gave me an excuse to go up and chat a couple of days later. So, worked out in the end.
Club Troppo makes your marriage as successful since whenever it opened, way back when.
Oh, don't you remember the nerves in the stomach when you like someone but you didn't know how to say hello?
Yeah, no, the bourbon must have helped for some reason.
Just that once.
Well, and Matty, you guys still together?
Yeah, sure are. Yeah, just had our 23rd anniversary in August. Like I say, 4 kids, 2 of them, they're all growing up. There, a couple of them, everyone's still at home, but no, happily married.
Wow.
Good stuff, Matty. What a salute to Club Troppo.
Yeah.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.